This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. The 119th Congress is off and running, having re-elected Mike Johnson as Speaker. Welcome to Republican Senate, and anxiously await the inauguration of Donald Trump as the 47th President of the United States on January 20th. The beginning of the new Congress got off to a bit of a shaky start when three GOP members voted for someone other than Mike Johnson. They left the floor open while Johnson corralled two of those guys, Ralph Norman of South Carolina and Keith Self of Texas. And with the help of a phone call from Trump, both Norman and Self switched their vote to Johnson, and it was over. The other member, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, was a lost cause. The speaker's election was telling. Even though Johnson prevailed eventually, it was obvious there were a few members who were less than enthusiastic. You could tell when they voted. Subdued support, I'd say. Even one member shouted, "Don't let us down," as she called his name. Voting for the speaker is far different than supporting the team when it comes to crafting legislation. I mean, you have to have a speaker, and it takes 218 votes. So with the vast majority of the GOP behind Johnson, the others almost had to fall in line, except, of course, Massey. He's a MIT grad, so of course he's the smartest guy in the room, even though he's out there by himself most of the time. To me, the speaker's vote in the recent attempt to punt the debt ceiling 2 years to appease the president-elect foretells some challenges ahead for Congress. The margins are small. The issues are plentiful. Time will be short. Johnson is likely to find out that winning the speakership was like the dog chasing the car. He caught it. What now? There's little doubt that if the House majority is going to move anything significant, it likely will require the president-elect to weigh in. Experience with previous Congresses should be a good predictor. In the 118th Congress, we took down rules, fired a speaker, failed to pass a farm bill, passed two CRs, had a net loss of one seat in the November election. Remember, we were in charge. But there's a certain giddiness in the air right now. We have united government. There's a lot of optimism that big change is ahead. Gosh, I hope so. But as my dad always says, the realization is never as great as the anticipation. We have work to do, and a lot of it. The America First agenda is about border security, extending the 2017 tax cuts, domestic energy production, national security, cutting inflation, making government more efficient, and a host of other priorities. But one thing no one is talking about right now is the fact that government funding runs out on March 14th. We've had to pass two CRs to buy more time, and the clock is ticking yet again. As an appropriator and the chairman of the House Subcommittee on Transportation and Housing, I'd like to see some urgency on finishing the 2025 appropriation bills. With so much attention on a big, beautiful reconciliation package, I worry that we will get to mid-March and be right back where we were in September and again in December, a choice between a full-year CR, a big omni, or a government shutdown. None of those options are good outcomes. We will have to walk and chew gum at the same time and try not to get that gum on our shoe. So sit back and watch. The 119th Congress is underway. Republicans are in charge. President Trump is on his way to D.C. Optimism abounds. Time will tell if there's light at the end of the tunnel or if we face an oncoming train. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.